Next item, please.
Item 424, adopt the fiscal year 2016-17 spring supplemental budget and make other budget-related changes.
Good afternoon. And while you're getting situated, I just want to call to the attention of my colleagues, you have the proposed amendment sheet in front of you that has everything from the Tuesday memo that you received based on conversations we had last week. Commissioner Fritz has an amendment she would also like to add. So before we get started, Commissioner, if you wanted to add what we'll call Fritz Amendment number two.
Number two is a correction in the bump for PK 17 on page 238 of the packet. The $300,000 in previous year funding for East Portland Master Plans was incorrectly titled with three specific park plans. What we actually did was we were able to squeeze four park plans out of the three by combining two of them. So council is getting more value for the money that we expended. And since there has been somewhat more work, we are asking to carry the remaining $40,000 over for continuing to plan the East the Division and 150th Avenue site, as well as Wilkes and Miller and Midland.
I'll second the amendment.
So we have a motion from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Fish. So we now have, just to make sure we're all clear, we have the mayor amendments. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 amendments, and I'll have CBO go through each of those in turn to briefly explain the purpose of those amendments. Commissioner Udaly has offered up one amendment regarding the Portland United Against Hate. Commissioner Fritz had previously put in her Portland Parks and Recreation Fund 402 amendment. She's now put in her second amendment. So I believe that is the total of the amendments so far. Is that correct? I don't think anybody has any more to put in today, but have I missed anything?
I might like to discuss it later. I just wanted to clarify this technical language on the amendment. Do you need me to read that into the record as my summary?
Why don't you do that, please, just for the record?
Okay, this is it. Reduce Bureau program expenses in Portland Parks and Recreation General Fund by $40,000 for master planning for an East Portland Park. That's for this year. And set aside funds for program carryover and allocation in the financial year 2017-18 budget. Funding for several East Portland Parks master plans was originally allocated in the fall financial year 2014-15 supplemental budget, and due to the efficient use of resources, the Bureau is able to complete planning for an additional park within the originally allocated resources, and this updates Exhibits 1 through 5 as needed to reflect this change.
Very good. And Director Scott, I'll turn this over to you, but at some point during your presentation, if you could also please reference the four amendments that I've put forward on behalf of CBO.
Great. Thank you. I will do so. Thank you. Good afternoon. Andrew Scott, City Budget Director, and with me is Jessica Kennard, the City Supplemental Budget Coordinator. So we had a work session on the spring budget supplemental last Thursday, April 20th, where we went through some of the details in this bump. So I won't rehash a lot of those, but I will, just for folks today, recap at a high level what's before you today in the spring budget supplemental. The spring budget supplemental is when bureaus do carryovers, when they do some true-ups in their budget, when we allocate compensation set aside to ensure bureaus have sufficient resources to get through the end of the year. Currently, in the general fund, there is discretionary contingency balance of about $4.7 million. That includes $3.1 million of compensation set aside and $1.1 million of unrestricted contingency. The supplemental budget before you today, prior to the amendments, includes the following changes to contingency, and these are also listed on the general fund reconciliation report in your materials. It includes a $2.2 million draw on compensation set aside for the Office of Equity and Human Rights, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, Portland Fire Bureau, Police Bureau, and the Mayor's Office. In addition, it includes a $154,452 net draw on unrestricted contingency. And this is for a few different requests. This includes funding related to the Portland Building Emergency Shelter. It's about $29,000. $12,000 in funding for the Auditor's Office to complete the Political Consultant online application. And $50,000 that was pre-allocated by Council for the Metropolitan Public Defender's Office in a previous Council action. This adjustment to contingency also includes retention of $200,000 that was budgeted to be returned to the general fund from Hydro Fund, but it will be kept in the Hydro Fund, and then that's mostly offset by a return from the Bureau of Emergency Communications for prior year underspending. And then finally, the supplemental budget includes $5.2 million deposited into contingency for program carryovers that will be rebudgeted in 2017-18. Again, all of these are pre-amendment totals in terms of what was filed. With those things, before the amendments, contingency balance after these items, there would still be unrestricted contingency of just over $900,000. There would be compensation set aside of about $950,000. And as I mentioned, that policy set aside for next year's program carryovers of $5.2 million. Outside of the general fund, or just in general throughout Bureau's position changes, there's one new limited term position and 29 regular positions being added in this supplemental budget. 24 of those are in the Bureau of Development Services to deal with the workload up there and get moving as quickly as they can to process permits and other things. It does convert 9 limited term positions to regular, and it eliminates 5 positions in the Parks Bureau. And, you know, overall, I won't go through a lot of the non-general fund bureaus. There's a lot of just technical moves within this budget supplemental. But it is worth noting that permit planning and system development charge revenues continue to be strong in several bureaus, which, again, is allowing some of those new positions to be funded. And then two other just technical issues of note that are in here. There are two technical additions in this supplemental budget. The authorization of the Housing Capital Fund is being undertaken by Council today. That fund will be used to budget affordable housing capital project spending, largely related to the recently passed general obligation bond. And then finally, a formal authorization of vehicle acquisition in accordance with the 2001 policy. I think there were 3 vehicles purchased on behalf of TriMet. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Yeah, and that just didn't meet that 2001 policy, and so we're just correcting that as a technical issue today. So moving on to the amendments that are in front of you, I'll talk briefly about the amendments from the mayor's office. There are 4 of them. 2 of these amendments relate to budgeted debt service funds in the current year that are not needed in the current year. And what these amendments do is they request the funds to be carried over and budgeted to fund one-time priorities in next year's budget, in the fiscal year 2017-18 budget. One of those is debt service related to fuel stations. You may recall Council authorized those new fuel stations a couple years ago. They just haven't issued the debt service yet, so those projects are moving forward on schedule, as far as I know, but they didn't need the funding this year. And so it can be used for next year's priorities. And then the second was related to the Portland building and some of the debt service related to that, and in terms of the timing when that's going to be issued. So that the full amount was not needed, so it can be returned and rebudgeted. And then we are capturing, as I mentioned, of those remaining totals, there would be about $950,000 of compensation set aside after the actions taken. The third amendment would transfer $587,000 of that compensation set aside funding to rebudget in 2017-18. And then the fourth amendment from the mayor reduces program expenses in the Housing Bureau for the East Portland Rental Rehabilitation Program and carries them over for the same program for next year. This wasn't included in the request from PHB, but it is a program carryover. They didn't move forward in terms of getting that money out the door this year, so carrying that funding over to do the rental rehabilitation program in next year's budget.
The other amendments?
Yes, I can talk through the others as well. in terms of Commissioner Udaly has an amendment, this would increase program expenses and special appropriations by $40,000 to fund program design and startup for the Portland United Against Hate. Funding would draw on general fund, that $40,000 would come out of general fund unrestricted contingency. This is a budget request that's in next year's budget as well, but the Office of Neighborhood Involvement wanted to get moving as quickly as possible and would like $40,000 to get started on that in the current fiscal year. And then Commissioner Fritz, happy to go through your amendment as well that's on the list.
Just to explain.
Sure. Yeah, this what this amendment does is it increases expenses within Parks and Recreation by $300,000, which is also coming out of that unrestricted contingency, to address immediate facilities and equipment needs related to health, safety, and environmental issues. And this is to deal with some of the recently discovered environmental issues in some of Parks' facilities. I'm happy to take any questions on the bump.
And Commissioner Fritz, did you want to explain Fritz number 2?
Oh, I thought I did.
How about this? Andrew, would you like to describe Fritz too, as you understand it?
Yes, and no, and I think actually Commissioner Fritz did, in terms of reading the language, it would currently, Parks is requesting 300, am I getting the number right?
It's the 40,000.
Yeah, it would.
We already got 300. We haven't quite spent it all, and we want to carry the remaining. Oh, 40.
So this is just a carryover.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Correct. Yeah, $210,000 was the request. It currently is $170,000, and so this would amend it to increase that by $40,000 to the $210,000 request for the East Portland Parks Planning.
Thank you,
Andrew. Is it fair to say, since you're the independent budget office, that none of these requests raise any flags for you? These are simply policy questions that the council gets to decide.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I ask some questions about the only carryover for the Commissioner Dr. Saltzman's not here. I'll wait and wait until he comes back because I'd like him to be part of this discussion.
He may not be back for a while.
Okay.
His chief pulled him.
Okay.
Well, we've got nothing but time because the next item's a time certain at 3:00.
Is this public testimony?
Why don't we take public testimony and come back to questions?
Good idea. How many people do we have signed up for public testimony?
We have one person.
All right, Carla, under the circumstance, we're going to have to cut this to 1 minute.
Alan Warman.
Come on up, Mr. Warman. Thank you.
Mr. Warman is, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, is the co-chair of the Portland Utility Board. And I'm not sure how he retains his day job with all the time he volunteers providing oversight to our public utilities, and we're very grateful for your service, sir.
Because right now he's traveling on business, and you just outed him. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioner. My name is Alan Warman, as you just introduced me. I'm the co-chair. In 2015, this body, the Portland Utility Board, was created primarily because BES and the Water Bureau's long-term planning process, including the 25-year system plan, the 5-year capital improvement plan, budgets, annual budgets, rate-setting processes, debt requirements, required an engaged, well-informed, and year-round oversight body. The PUB was charged with advising this council on the Bureau's budgets, and I'm here today in that capacity. The PUB Budget Subcommittee met 2 weeks ago to consider the spring bump. There are submissions from both bureaus and CBO's recommendations. PUB board members were generally supportive of the request and had conversations specifically about two components. First, BES is requesting moving forward the authorization and funding of two new FTEs that were requested in the fiscal year 2017-2018 budget process. These specific FTEs are the pollution prevention and the spill protection FTEs. PUBS was supportive of these two positions, and we believe moving the request to the bump allows the Bureau to get a jump start on the HR process here at the city. Both positions will need staff support for program areas in the bureaus that are experiencing increased customer involvement and demands for services. So we support that. In general, the PUB has concerns about the Bureau adding full-time staff through the bump process because the PUB feels these discussions are best had during the annual comprehensive budget considerations with public vetting. However, these two positions did go through the process, and PUB supports the authorization and funding of them. The second, the Water Bureau request includes a decrease in transfers to the general fund relating to hydropower. There is a lot of uncertainty as the Bureau works through the process of setting up new sales and a new operating and maintenance agreement this summer. PUB members encouraged the Water Bureau to proactively think about risks, setting a policy for a new reserve fund, and the PUB will actively monitor this process through the summer. That's the end. Thank you.
Mr. Warman, just to be clear, a reserve fund in connection with the hydropower business.
That's correct.
And I think that's a splendid idea. And the next chapter of our hydropower business is going to require a lot of consultation with the pub for us to figure it out. So we appreciate that.
Thank you. Mr. Warman, I just want to, again, extend my thanks to you and to your colleagues for their volunteer service and their diligent evaluation both of the bump as well as the work that we've been doing together on the full 17-18 budget requests. So thank you for that.
Commissioner Saltzman's going to be a few more minutes, they said.
Thank you for checking.
Should we vote on the amendments
why don't we do that and hold off on the Udaly amendment? So at this...
Oh, I'm fine with the Udaly amendment.
What's that? Oh, which Udaly, one, I'm sorry, is the
well,
one
the Udaly amendment is for the Portland United Against Hate, and I certainly support that.
Oh, which is the one you had questions
about?
Well,
it's about? It's in the city budget, office. It's,
okay, very good.
Let's do the ones that we agree to.
Thank you.
So why don't we start with the amendments?
Wheeler, 1, 2, 3, 4?
1, 2, 3, and 4. We'll do them in order. Can I get a... let's see, the amendments are already on the table, so can you please call the roll on Wheeler 1?
I'm sorry, which one?
Wheeler 1, so it'd be basically the first bullet point under the mayor's. And they're already read into the record through
I don't have anyone moving or seconding those. I have them on the Fritz Amendment moving and seconding. But the memo I don't
so
have.
So we still have to move them all, even if they're on the memo.
Okay,
so I will quickly move Wheeler 1, 2, 3, and 4 per the memo. Do I need to read them all into the record? They're already part of the record, aren't they? Perfect. Good. And then we already have, is Commissioner Udaly's in the record yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was...
I think they've all been read into the record.
And I'll second
Okay,
mine.
Good.
Okay.
So we now have motions and seconds for Wheeler 1, 2, 3, and 4. Please call the roll on Wheeler 1.
Fish.
I just want to note for the record the predicament that the mayor's amendments has put his colleagues. The mayor has proposed an amendment. Tomorrow he takes all the bureaus, and Monday he issues his proposed budget. So I've had to think long and hard about whether I vote no on this amendment, Mayor. But since it's so utterly straightforward, I will support it.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Appreciate the attention to detail. Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Wheeler 2, please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment's adopted. Wheeler 3, please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Wheeler number 4, please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Udaly, amendment number 1, please call the roll.
Fish?
Colleagues, I just want to say that I think this concept of Portland United Against Hate that was presented to us during the budget is very promising, and I'm pleased that we are voting to get a head start on implementing this worthy program. Aye.
Udaly?
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for your support, and I'm also anxious to get started because I'm sure, as all of you have heard, we've had another incident over the weekend, and we need to get this rolling. Aye.
Fritz.
I'm very proud to have been in charge of Office of Neighborhood Involvements when this movement got going and to have been a partner in its formation. So obviously I support this and will support the other request in the budget. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Fritz, number 1, please call the roll.
I think that needs a second.
I'm sorry, never got a second?
On Fritz 1?
Yeah.
Aye. A second.
So Commissioner Fish seconds and votes. And
Andrew, is there any reason why we should turn this down?
No, not
The witness is shaking his head.
This is on the
This is money to do some emergency work
parks we were talking about, yeah.
Public
yeah,
facilities conditions. Where children are at risk of exposure to toxic things like asbestos.
Very good. So it has now been moved and seconded. Please call the roll on Fritz number one.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Fritz number one is adopted. And Fritz number two, has that been seconded?
I don't have that.
Let's get a second for
second.
Fritz number two. Commissioner Fish seconds that, so it's been moved and seconded. Please call the roll on Fritz number two.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Fritz number two is adopted. So back to the main motion. It sounds like the only thing holding us up is a question that Commissioner Fritz has.
And it's actually to address a concern that Commissioner Saltzman raised during last year's budget process, where we had a very narrow 3-2 vote that Commissioner Fish and Mayor Hales joined me in, and to allocate $350,000 to a project that had come out of the Office of Neighbourhood Involvement Budget Committee to do outreach on housing and homeless services. And Commissioner Saltzman voted against it, saying that he was not confident that the money would go out to the community. I promised at the time that only a 0.25 FTE in the Office of Neighbourhood Involvement to administer the grants. That was the only staff time within the city that it would happen. The council directed the Office of Neighbourhood Involvement to return with a plan for council approval last October after engaging the Housing Bureau and the Joint Office in the plan, and council specifically approved that plan in October. The reasoning for the way it was planned and approved is allowing community groups to engage their own members is a very efficient and effective method of reaching members of the community, often in their own language. And so since the request is now changed into two internal positions, both some of which seems primarily related to the work of the Joint Office of Homeless Services, I'm wondering what council, and as I say, would have hoped that Commissioner Saltzman would have been part of this, what council is thinking on that, particularly Mayor, you're looking at the office, creating an Office of Landlord and Tenant Services, and also you're obviously our representative to the Joint Office. How do these two proposed positions relate to all of that work?
I will defer to Commissioner Udaly.
one moment, please. So, obviously, I wasn't there when all these decisions have been made, and I wasn't necessarily cognizant of the conversations that led up to this allocation. Coming into ONI, and in light of the auditor's report, the response to local media coverage on this how this $350,000 would be used, and sorry, I'm trying to pull up some notes. I've got three different documents right now, three different devices right now. Slightly awkward not to be there. Thank you for phoning me in. So the money was originally allocated for housing emergency community engagement project. And as I said, in light of the audit, in light of public response that my office received from media attention, and after speaking to Mark Doran, county officials, neighborhood coalition directors, and others, after taking over ONI, you know, the recurring refrain I heard was, please don't duplicate efforts, please don't reinvent the wheel, and we just felt that this would be a better use of the funds. I'm going to defer to my colleagues, I guess, to decide if that's acceptable given the terms that were set at the outset when I was not there. We are turning $120,000 back to the general fund. we are trying to use these dollars to their, you know, absolute best potential. And I'm not convinced that doling out grants to a variety of community groups to engage members in discussion about our homelessness issues is going to be effective, or, you know, move not just the conversation forward, but actual progress on the issue. So I can go into more detail about the positions that would be created. There's certainly these positions would interact with the joint office, but they're not primarily there to serve the joint office. They're there to serve as a liaison between the city, the joint office, and the community, and to actually facilitate those conversations that we do want to see happen while providing some consistency and best practices across all of the conversations.
I could also, if I can just chime in, Commissioner Udaly, to buttress your argument. One potential, and I will obviously not, you know, dictate how these positions are deployed. That's not my decision. But one potential strategy that I could see based on the description is, given the work we're currently doing with neighborhoods that are not necessarily directly connected in with the overall plan on the joint office, and we can have a discussion about the appropriate role of the joint office vis-a-vis the interests of the city of Portland. We have lots and lots of interactions with neighborhood associations, with community organizations, with people in the community around not only solutions to homelessness, but also some of the manifestations of homelessness. Working with us to address abandoned campsites, working with us to address some of the issues around public health, public safety, environmental issues. And I can just speak for my office. We get tons and tons of calls related to those issues. And I can see where perhaps these two liaison positions would be useful in working with the neighborhood associations and others to help address not only the communication, but some of the real solutions on this front.
Agreed. Thank you.
And I'm assuming that it's been discussed with Mark Jolin.
I have not had. Sounds like Commissioner Udaly has, correct.
Commissioner Saltzman, I'm glad you were able to get back. I'm just going over because you were the person who was most concerned last year about the allocation, the $350,000 that was going to outreach. And we agreed at council it was only going to be 0.25 of an FTE within the city, and the rest of it would go out to the community. Mm-hmm. That's now been changed in this bump process to two positions within the city. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to get your feedback on, is that okay with you?
Yeah, that sounds good. I listened a little bit to the discussion as I was out of the room. I was meeting with the city attorney. I apologize, but
thank you.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, that answers my questions. Thank you.
Okay, very good. So,
why is there like this big photograph of Commissioner Udaly that looks almost like it's the photograph she uses when she's being interviewed for being a leading lady in a movie, and all of us are like little stick figures by comparison? I object. I object to this grandstanding during a council meeting.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, it does. It definitely has a Brady Bunch quality to it.
And by the way, I have a standing objection because the book that she just published about your local government has a picture of me, but it's actually Chris Warner. So that's two strikes.
I have to clarify, I did not publish that, but we do intend to release a series of similar booklets, but some friends and acquaintances beat us to the punch on that one.
Very good. So, Commissioner Saltzman, we have moved all of the amendments. They have all been seconded. They have all been approved into the record. So now this leaves us to the question of the main motion. If there is no further discussion or questions of the budget office, I'll go ahead and call the roll on the main motion. Very good.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, colleagues. This is the chance, time in the debate where we get to thank the staff for their excellent work. You know, a lot of the work we do at City Hall is mysterious to people. And, you know, when I go home and tell my family that I'm working on the fall bump or the spring bump, they look at me like there's maybe an intervention is necessary. And we use these mystical terms that no one understands, spring bump. What we're really doing is four times a year truing up our budget and making some technical adjustments, but we do it in this context. There's a lot more actually at stake here than the public sees, and a lot of this is done by staff and then done at the bureau level. And then what you see when we come to council is those areas where there is a need for further discussion at the council level. So a lot of hard work brings us to this day. But one of the reasons that this city keeps getting awards for the way they do budgeting is the superb quality of the staff support we get in doing our budgeting. And the two people before us here today are going to take a bow on behalf of their team for the work they do. And it is not as easy as it looks, but you make it easy the way you guide us through these processes and most often bring us to a point like this where there's broad consensus. So thank you for your fine work, and I'm very pleased to support the bump. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, Mayor, I particularly appreciate you moving this to the afternoon so we could have a robust discussion. We're sometimes accused of rubber stamping things or sweeping things under the carpet, and I think this process is absolutely evident we don't. Also that we 90% of what the budget office recommends, we are happy to accept their resignations.
A strange turn.
Not yet, sorry.
I think she's projecting.
Not till after next week, Andrew. We have to accept their recommendations. The amendments that were put forward by my colleagues all show great thoughtfulness, and particularly the two late-breaking ones. I appreciate the Budget Office supporting not only Portland United Against Hate, but also the emergency health, safety, and environment request coming in from Parks. So thank you for all your work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I'll add my thanks. I really enjoyed the work session we had last week, and I appreciate the conversations we've had and your patience in going through this document line by line. And I've also appreciated working with this team on the proposed budget, which we will be releasing soon. A lot of work went into this. I want to thank my colleagues. I think these are all really thoughtful amendments, and so I'm appreciative of the work you and your teams have put into this. And I'm also just going to say I'm really happy that the bump is a bump in the right direction, but I'm mindful of the fact that it is not always thus. So thank you for your good advice as far as what we should be looking at in this particular budget cycle with regard to the bump and what we should be moving over to as carry forwards into the next fiscal year. So with that, I vote aye, and the spring supplemental budget is adopted as amended. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are right on time for the next.